Welcome to this week's episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me this week. Now, woohoo! Last week's show, that brought a lot of attention. First off, I don't know what it is about Texas, but that show just absolutely blew up the charts in Texas. That was by far my most popular show, and I didn't think it was going to be that well received, but there's a lot of people that really think that this whole deep state corruption, coup, crackdown, whatever you want to call it, they think that this is a legit, real thing. Now, of course, there's a lot of people that send me emails last week saying, you know, I'm tired of the political hit pieces, Tom. I know you're a conservative, but come on, not every liberal out there is corrupt. And they're right. But first off, let me tell you something. That was not a political show. If you take it as political, if you took that as, oh, there he goes bashing the Democrats again, all I did was go over information that I received from my sources. And I've got more information this week, so we're going to talk about that. But I just reiterated what I received from my sources as to what they hear is going on and what they know is going on. If there are a number of members of the political party that you identify with that are being brought up, in other words, if Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, who else, Barack, Michelle Obama, John Podesta, if all of those people are listed as people that are going to be brought down as part of the deep state, maybe it's your party that's corrupt. It isn't me trying to form a narrative. Your party may be corrupt. And keep in mind, there are Republicans on that list, because trust me, 90% of Washington is corrupt and needs to go. But that was not a political hit piece. That was a conspiracy show. There is a conspiracy out there, as I mentioned, that Donald Trump literally is just a pawn in a larger game. He is the chess piece, because he can take the criticism. He doesn't care. And he was put there purposely for that reason, so the military can form their plan and take back this country. Now, I had one person tell me that this country doesn't need to be taken back. We were going on the right direction until Donald Trump came. Well, that's not true according to the majority of Americans. Oh, I'm sorry, you guys on the left want to eliminate the Electoral College because you know the Electoral College doesn't guarantee you a Democratic win. I saw today an overlay of the United States. It's a map of the United States. And what it did is it put the red states and the blue states. What areas of the country were red and what areas of the country were blue. It was shocking. I'm going to post that on the Facebook page. Okay? If you are not a fan of the Facebook page, go to Facebook, The Paranormal Patriot, like the page, follow it. go to that page because I will post you. It's an overlay. Again, it will have red and blue on there. The red is the areas of the country that voted for Donald Trump in the 2016 election. The blue are the areas of the country that voted for Hillary Clinton, majority-wise, of course. And then I'm going to show you a picture where they take all the red out, and it leaves just itty-bitty little pockets. There's a pocket in New York. There's a pocket in Los Angeles. There's a pocket somewhere down south a little bit. But the rest of the country was red. That's why we had the Electoral College. If the Electoral College goes away, you might as well just have Los Angeles and New York vote for the president. And what are New York and Los Angeles? They're primarily Democrat. That's why the Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College. The Electoral College is there to make sure every state has their say. Because when this country was founded, the country was founded as the states having the rights, the states making the laws. The federal government just sits back and says, all right, you do your thing. Well, over the years, the federal government has become the almighty. That's not how it's supposed to be. But that is how the Electoral College is supposed to be, is everybody's on the same playing field. Now, you may have states that don't have the same amount of population as California, Texas, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, so they don't have as many electoral votes. It makes sense. The more people you have, the more electoral college, or the more votes you get. That's worked for 200 years until the Democrats realize we may not win elections this way. To my Democratic friends and listeners, realize that this is a power grab. Ohio is now looking to get rid of the Electoral College. I don't know how that works, really. I don't know how one state can say, oh, we're not going to be part of the Electoral College. It doesn't make sense to me. But then again, I don't claim to be the smartest man alive. But this is all a game. And the conspiracy show I did last week struck a nerve because there's a lot of people that, A, didn't realize it, and then I mentioned it, and they're like, you know, it all makes sense now, and that's how I was. I'd heard about this, and it never really, I mean, it was for me, and I am a really big conspiracy guy. I'll believe pretty much anything you tell me until it's proven wrong to me. But even me, when everybody was telling me about Donald Trump being a pawn, the military, the deep brass of the military wanting to take this country back, and this is part of their plan, they can't do it overnight, That seemed a little far-fetched to me until these things that they said that were going to happen are starting to happen. You know, you can take the Mueller investigation for what it is. The Mueller investigation, it's just like James Comey. James Comey, when he exonerated Hillary Clinton in July of 2016 of her email fraud, which he spelled out the case for, let's be honest, the case against her, what he spelled out before he exonerated her was cut and dry. She broke the law, but then they exonerated her because that wasn't her intent. Well, intent is never part of the law. You don't intend to run over somebody. You don't intend to hit somebody with a car, but you still have to face the consequences. It happens. Okay? So when he was exonerating her, he was the godsend. He was the savior for the Democrats until in October, right before the election, he reopened the investigation because of Anthony Weiner. Then, oh my gosh, he is so horrible. He's the worst human being ever. Just like this, in the same thing with Robert Mueller, whatever his name is. Before his results of this Russian collusion investigation, this two-year Russian collusion investigation, he was the savior. He was the one that was going to take Trump down until the findings found out that there was no Russian collusion. So therefore, now he's the evil. He was a Republican the whole way. He's been bought off by Trump. You can't have it that way. And it goes both ways. I get it. You know, if Barack Obama was in the shoes, the Republicans would be doing the same thing. The problem is, this country is so divided and so filled with anger and hate right now that it doesn't matter what happens. Half of the country is going to be pissed off. And that's by design. But I wanted to make the point that last week's show was not a political show to all of my people who send me emails talking about how bad of a political hit piece it was. Go back and listen to the show. It was not a political hit piece. It's a conspiracy. Is this true? We're going to go deeper into it this week. But before we go into it, I want to talk to you about, I guess it'd be the comment of the week. This comes from, and all truth be told, I kind of know this young lady. She comes from my hometown in Owosso. I had just started to work with her husband at the new job I started. And come to find out, well, she holds the same beliefs as I do. So awesome. So anyway, it starts off. Hi, Tom. As always, great podcast. The most recent one definitely blew my mind. I thought it was strange when I saw the National Guard being deployed and very little information was given as to why. I'm curious to see what unfolds from this. She then goes and forwards me or adds a link about an article about New York and the measles epidemic that they're going through. And it talks about the vaccines and what they're going to do. And if you haven't heard this story, you're going to hear it today. It's pretty scary. Again, I'm going to tell you why. But she says, let me start off by saying I don't follow news like this because I'm 100% pro stopping vaccines. I don't really have a firm opinion on that debate, but I can't believe people out here are supporting the government mandating something and implementing fines if they don't follow along. To me, this isn't a vaccine issue. It's a freedom issue. Where do you draw the line once you start allowing things like this? I hate this. I hate this for the same reason I hate gun control. When you have crooked people in charge, if you give them an inch, they take a mile. Too many people just follow along like sheep, not questioning anything. All right, that's the end of my rant. Thanks for reading, and I look forward to hearing back from you. That is from Seneca in Owosso, Michigan. By the way, Seneca, I just want to let you know your husband, cool guy. Love working with him. Awesome guy. But thank you. And this young lady gets it. She and I are on the same wavelength because how many times have you heard me say in the past, you know, let's talk. I talk about it all the time. Let's, instead of saying vaccines, mandatory vaccines, let's take smoking bans in restaurants and bars. It isn't a non-smoking issue. It isn't people don't want to breathe smoke. I get that people don't want to breathe smoke, but it's a freedom issue. And again, where do you draw the line? Because once you have no smoking in bars and restaurants, let's look at this at the campus of Michigan State University. You can't smoke on campus. You can't smoke outside. You can't be in your car with your windows rolled up on the campus of Michigan State University smoking. And I'm not talking you can't smoke marijuana. I'm talking you cannot smoke a pipe. You cannot smoke a cigar. You cannot smoke a cigarette anywhere on the campus of Michigan State University. Where do you draw the line? Eventually, at this rate, all smoking will be banned. And again, I get people out there going, I don't smoke, I don't care. Great. But this is the government controlling your life. Seneca, she gets it. She understands that there's a deeper problem here. We're going to talk again, I feel like I do this every month, about a company listening in on conversations you're having without your knowledge. Again, it's a freedom issue. Seneca sent me a link to that also. So Seneca, thank you so much for the email. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Please share the show with your friends, not just Seneca, but everybody listening. This stuff needs to get out. This information needs to get out to the public because you are not hearing this on the mainstream news. It's non-issue. You are not hearing things that are relevant to you, that are taking away your freedoms. All you're hearing about is how horrible Trump is, how horrible the white race is. You're also hearing about Cory Booker introducing a bill to Congress for reparations to the black community, for slavery. Now, I don't get this whole thing. I, for one, am not paying any reparations. Sorry. It's not going to happen. I've never owned a slave. My family never owned a slave. You, as a black person, have never been a slave in this day and age. Sorry. I didn't grow up in the age of slavery, so I'm not paying for that. My grandparents and great-grandparents were not from this country. Oh, by the way, they immigrated legally to this country, did the proper chain of command, the proper protocol to get into this country to become American citizens. But they were not slave owners. You who are asking for reparations were never a slave. This is akin to the descendants of Union Army soldiers who fought against slavery, asking for reparations because they helped to eliminate slavery. It's the same premise. This is how ridiculous this country is today. The problem is, there's a lot of people that think, yeah, reparations, that's a good idea. No, you were never a slave. You're asking people whose ancestors were never slaves to pay up. Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, because if you, as a descendant of a former slave who's never been a slave, are demanding money, well, then I would expect the families of Union soldiers who fought to eliminate slavery in this country, they get reparations also. Same thing. Let's see how well that goes over, because I can tell you right now, that ain't going to happen. So, we're going to come back. I'm going to talk to you about what's going on in New York. I'm going to talk to you about the company that is doing something that we should all know about. And then to end the show, we're going to go deeper down the rabbit hole on this deep state conspiracy. I've got more information. So, sit back, relax. I had to order and make myself a double-sized tinfoil hat today because, again, I need more drilling power to go down that rabbit hole because we're going deep today. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, and I will be right back. Saturday, October 5th, 2019, from 10 to 5 in Rochester, Pennsylvania. Join us at the Beaver Valley Paracon, 350 Adams Street, Rochester, Pennsylvania. The Beaver Valley Paracon is a paranormal conference covering everything from UFOs, Bigfoot, ghosts, and more. There will be speakers, vendors, and plenty of food. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Rochester Area Heritage Museum and Model Railroad. So if you are in the Pennsylvania area Saturday, October 5th, 2019, from 10 to 5 p.m., go to 350 Adams Street, Rochester, Pennsylvania. Admission is only $10, and enjoy all things paranormal at the Beaver Valley Paracon. And when you get there, tell them the Paranormal Patriots. The wait is almost over. The highly anticipated debut EP from Multiple Myself and Tommy V is nearing completion. Wherever you get your music from, you will find the debut EP from Multiple Myself and Tommy V coming soon to any music platform you can subscribe to. And remember, the debut single, My Destiny, from Multiple Myself and Tommy V is currently available on any music streaming platform. So download, stream Multiple Myself and Tommy V's My Destiny and be on the lookout for the upcoming EP. Alrighty, let's get into this. So these first two items are going to be show ideas and links that Seneca sent me in her email. In both of them, they're very disturbing. Now, this seems to be a broken record. I seem to be like a broken record because every month, month and a half, I keep telling you guys, hey, you're being surveilled. And most people are like, nope, not happening. Not happening, not in this country. This isn't Russia. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if that's your definition of Russia, we are. Because Amazon was just busted as it was learned that thousands of their employees were listening to Alexa conversations. Now, this is coming from Zero Hedge, a very well-respected website. Amazon employs thousands of people to listen in to what people around the world are saying to their Alexa digital assistant. Now, this is according to what is sure to be a congressional hearing-inspired report by Bloomberg, which cites seven people who have worked on the program. Now, they no longer work there, so they have no worries of repercussions. While their job is to help improve Alexa, the team listens to voice recordings captured in Echo owners' homes and offices, which are then transcribed, annotated, and fed back into the software in order to try and improve Alexa's understanding of human speech for a more successful interaction. In other words, humans are effectively helping to train Amazon's algorithm. The listening team is comprised of part-time contractors and full-time Amazon employees based all over the world. That includes India, Romania, Boston, and Costa Rica. Listeners work nine-hour shifts, with each reviewing as many as 1,000 audio clips per shift. Now, that is according to two employees from Amazon's Bucharest office that is located in the top three floors of the Romanian capital's Globalsworth building. The location stands out amid the crumbling infrastructure of the Pipera district and bears no exterior sign advertising Amazon's presence. While much of the work is boring, some workers said his job was to mine for accumulated voice data for specific phrases such as Taylor Swift, letting the system know that the searcher was looking for the artist. Now, I want you to realize what is happening here. There are people all over the world listening into your conversations, trying to pick up certain specific words. I'll say that again, but slowly. They are listening in to your conversations. So, God forbid you have an Alexa in your bedroom and you are having relations. They're listening. How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel safe? Does that sound like Soviet Russia? According to the workers, occasionally the listeners will pick up on things Echo owners would rather they stay private. For example, some of the workers picked up a woman singing badly off-key in the shower. They heard a child screaming for help. The teams use internet chat rooms to share files when they need help passing around a muddled word or when they come across an amusing phrase or an amusing situation. Now, there are some things that they've come across that are upsetting or possibly criminal recordings. They say two workers listened as they heard what sounded like a sexual assault. Now, according to Amazon, they have procedures in place to follow when workers hear distressing things. However, two of the Romanian-based employees said they were told it wasn't Amazon's job to interfere when they requested guidance for such instances. So, what exactly does Amazon record? Well, according to Amazon's Alexa's terms of use, the company collects and stores most of what you say to Alexa, including the geolocation of the product along with the voice instructions. Your messages, communication requests such as Alexa, call mom, and related instructions are Alexa interactions as described in the Alexa terms of use. Amazon processes and retains your Alexa interactions and related information in the cloud in order to respond to your requests. Now, if Alexa is listening to everything you say, that brings up a problem. And that problem occurred for a husband and wife last May. They were having a conversation. And according to Amazon, this is what Amazon said. According to Amazon, during that conversation, the Echo, which was in sleep mode, picked up the word Alexa and then woke up. So now it's listening even more intently. And during that conversation, somehow Alexa picked up on send message. Okay. So when it said send message, or when it picked up said send message, it asked to whom? Well, apparently the husband and wife didn't hear this and continued their conversation, and it picked up on somebody's name that was in the husband's phone contacts. So Alexa said, send message to so-and-so, right? Well, the husband and wife didn't respond to Alexa's question, but apparently they kept having their own conversation and answered, yes, correct, or something to that effect. So Amazon Alexa, the little Echo Dot, played their conversation for that husband's contact. Well, the wife says, we were never asked any questions by this dot. So how did this record our conversation and send it? Well, Amazon said it's not possible. Well, I'm telling you right now, it's possible. So for those of you who continue to send me emails on this very topic every time, and I know I'm going to have some, that say, hey, Tom, I'm not a terrorist. I have nothing to hide. I don't care if they're listening to me. You might want to think about that, because that goes back to Seneca's point. It's not a, hey, they're listening to what you want to order. They're trying to make their system better scenario. It's a freedom issue. You cannot talk anywhere in your house if you have an Alexa, a Siri, or the Google thing, because they're listening. That goes with smartphones and smart TVs. They're watching and listening everything you do. That should bother you to no end. It doesn't matter if you're not a terrorist. Your life is your life. But this technology, and this technology is amazing. It's great. Technology is amazing, although it can be a curse. And this is a prime example of a curse. You cannot be safe anywhere saying anything. I have my phone on me almost all the time. My wife and I, and this is crazy, I've mentioned this before, I'll mention it again. We are thinking of taking my daughter on a senior trip, somewhere warm for her senior year, which is next year. We're talking about it. We're talking Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, somewhere where it's warm, and, you know, Michigan winters suck as of today, April 14th, we're expecting 4 to 6 inches of snow. It's ridiculous. So we wanted to get her something that, you know, it's her senior trip. Everybody has to have a senior trip, enjoy themselves. I go on Facebook and all of a sudden I'm seeing sponsored ads for all-inclusive resorts, cruises, Puerto Rico. This is where you want to be. I never typed anything in. So what could possibly have happened? Facebook was listening. My phone was listening to our conversation. Scary, scary, scary thought. So for those of you who say, I'm not a terrorist, it doesn't matter. Anything can be misconstrued. I would hate for you to be having some type of relations and this being heard by some guy in India who's doing something he shouldn't be doing with it. So honestly, if you have one, I think you can disable. I don't have one. I don't have an Alexa or anything. Can you disable Amazon's Alexa from listening? Hold on a second. Let me check. So let me pull this up here. All right. You can. In the Alexa app, click the settings button on the top of the menu. That brings up another menu. And at that next menu, select the Alexa account at the top of the menu. Now, from there, you want to select the Alexa privacy setting. On the next page, click the option entitled Manage How Your Data Improves Alexa. And then Let's see. Finally, uncheck the two boxes available on this page, which are help develop new features and use messages to improve transcriptions. Uncheck those, and Alexa supposedly will not send recordings to Amazon to improve the device's voice recognition ability. But I highly, highly doubt that. But you know what? It's worth a try. So if you have an Alexa, you don't want them listening to it, go into the menu and disable those settings. So that is the Hey, They're Listening segment of the show. Now we're going to get into something that is extremely, extremely unnerving. Now, New York. 4 months now, New York City officials have been fighting a measles outbreak in the ultra-Orthodox Jewish communities in Brooklyn. Now, their solution, the measles vaccine, was not reaching its target audience. They tried education and outreach, working with rabbis and distributing thousands of flyers encouraging parents to vaccinate their children. They've also tried harsher measures like banning unvaccinated students from going to school. But the measles cases were still on the rise and anti-vaccination movements were spreading. City health officials took a more drastic step to stem one of the largest measles outbreaks in decades. Mayor Bill de Blasio declared a public health emergency, and this is where it gets scary, that would require unvaccinated individuals living in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, to receive the measles vaccine. The mayor said the city would issue violations and possibly fines of $1,000 for those who do not comply. They say this is the epicenter of a measles outbreak that is very, very troubling and must be dealt with immediately. He says the measles vaccine works. It is safe, it is effective, and it's time tested. Now, here is my issue with this whole thing. First off, what does this sound like? Now, to me, this sounds like a Nazi Gestapo-type tactic. They are forcing you to be vaccinated or face a $1,000 fine. It never fails to amuse me how the left continues to call Trump a Nazi. But this raging left socialist mayor, Bill de Blasio of New York City, he comes up with these Nazi-like tactics to get people to comply. And nobody bats an eye. Trump has done everything anti-Nazi, but the left is doing everything Nazi-like, but Trump's the Nazi. I mean, honestly, left-leaning audience members, it's really, truly time that you look in the mirror and say, what do I really believe in? As opposed to what I'm being told I should believe in. Trump is not a Nazi. Trump is anything but a Nazi. He's not a racist. However, your party is employing Nazi-like tactics. My other problem is, for these pro-vaccination people, now I know I'm treading on such thin ice here. There are a lot of my listeners that are anti-vaccine. There are a lot of my listeners that are pro-vaccine. I'm leaning towards anti-vaccine. I mean, honestly, if you look at, now, vaccines have been attributed to autism. Now, there's people that are pro-vaccine that say, oh, there's no link at all to vaccines and autism. And that's fine. I get that. Any scientific data can be construed and manipulated in a way that you see fit that works with your agenda. Because the anti-vaxxers are going to say, there's undeniable proof that these vaccines are linked to autism. So which way do you go? Because everybody has a compelling argument. But the fact remains, look at what's in these vaccines. Mercury, aluminum, just to name a few of the horrible chemicals that we're injecting in our children. They're not good for us. But my biggest issue is if you have a child that is vaccinated against measles, they have a vaccine. They don't have any chance of getting measles now.
Why are you so worried about another child that is unvaccinated? Because if you are if you've had the measles vaccine injected into your child, that child should have no chance in God's green earth of getting the measles from an unvaccinated child, correct? That's my point. Everybody's on, they're banning unvaccinated kids. I've stopped vaccinating my children. And I get letters from their school all the time saying, well, they're missing this vaccination, this vaccination, this vaccination. Yeah, I choose not to give it to them. Well, they may not be able to continue going to this school. Why? If they get the measles, you have a kid sitting right next to them that got the measles vaccine, they should be oblivious to that. They should not have a chance in the world of getting the measles because they have been vaccinated. So what does that mean? That means either the measles vaccine is knowingly bogus, or there is a huge propaganda machine out there against anti-vaxxers. Which one is it? Because it's got to be one or the other. Either the vaccine works or it doesn't. Now, I may be aging myself a little bit here, but I remember when I was a kid, if one of my friends got the measles or the chicken pox, we weren't told, oh, don't go by them. Our parents literally pushed us to play with them at that time. Why? They wanted us to get the measles and the chicken pox because once we got them, we'll never get them again. Our body is our own vaccine. But now, we can't even let the kids get them once. Somehow I survived. Somehow my whole generation survived the measles and the chicken pox by contracting the virus. Our body is amazing. We get the virus, it builds up a defense, it knows how to kill it next time, so we never get it again. That's the best vaccination ever. But no, we want to inject our kids with aluminum, barium, who else knows what? That's my rant. And to have the mayor of New York City mandate that every child gets vaccinated, even if their parents are opposed to it, that is Gestapo-like. That is huge Nazi tactics. So maybe, just maybe, stop and think. I'm calling Donald Trump a Nazi, but let's look in the mirror and be honest with ourselves. What is he doing that's Nazi-like? What is Mayor de Blasio doing that's Nazi-like? Who's the Nazi? Stop listening to the mainstream media narrative. Trump is not racist. Trump is not a Nazi. Is Trump perfect? Absolutely not. He is a kind of a pig. He doesn't have a great vocabulary. Bigly is not a word. However, what he does have is a huge business sense and a love for this country to bring it back to what it once was. And that is what I need from my president. That should be what you need from your president. Let me know what you think. I can't wait to see the emails coming at me from that one. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to go a little bit down the rabbit hole again. Actually, quite a bit down the rabbit hole, because something happened this week that worried me at first, and then my sources came to save. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. Get that tinfoil hat on, boys and girls. It is going to get wild real quick. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back. Were we just two kids and nothing else to do? A little money in our pockets and a hurry to say I love you. Where the days last forever, never thinking about the end. As long as we were together, we could make it through anything. Now I gotta see you. Year number 2 is coming up quickly. Join us in Northern Michigan for another Out of This World event, the second annual Michigan UFO Contact. Spend the weekend listening and learning from special guest speakers who will be lecturing about UFO sightings, experiences, the contact phenomenon, and more. Also, be sure to check out their amazing vendor rooms for unique items, creative works, psychic readings, and much more. Some of your favorite vendors from last year are returning, plus they've added great new ones. Now, because everyone was so pleased with the location from last year, they have decided to return to the beautiful Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. The resort overlooks the largest inland lake in Michigan, is full of windows, and includes a walkout balcony from the conference and the vendor rooms. They have a fantastic restaurant inside the hotel, and the rooms, they are the best. This is guaranteed to be another educational and refreshing event. So join the Paranormal Patriot and my friends on Friday, September 20th and Saturday, September 21st at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan for the second annual Michigan UFO Contact 2. And when you get there, tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you.
Of a ways to exist, philadelphia for a minute, then my mind starts to drift. Dream shift, understanding expands, products of an ego, morph our circumstance, a chance to escape. Everyday banality, brutality that permeates the everyday mentality. How can it be achieved when it's ever evolving? And around what you possess, is it ever evolving? Resolve to chase and waste the waste in case. Gotta face up to the lies, embrace one place. In a corrupt, pre-decided race, a race. Reconstruct, never quite keep pace, give me space.
All right, for those of you who don't know, and I'm actually very surprised at the amount of people that don't know, Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, was arrested this week. He was holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy and they just said, nope, we're done with you, and kicked him out. Well, the minute he was released, he walked out and was arrested by British police. And I was devastated. I'm like, oh my gosh, our bastion of hope. The man who single-handedly exposed Clinton and Podesta and Obama for the corrupt politicians they are is now in custody. And God only knows what's going to happen to him. Washington and the media are applauding the arrest of Julian Assange. And I was devastated. Until I received word, out of the blue, I received an email. It came from one of my sources, and it said, hey, I bet you heard the news that Julian Assange was arrested. And like most, I bet you are devastated and disappointed. Let me tell you, Tom, do not be devastated or disappointed. This is all part of the plan. My source went on to tell me that, is it any coincidence that this happened right after Attorney General Barr sat in front of Congress and said, Donald Trump was spied on prior to the election. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Is it any type of coincidence that one of Barack Obama's White House counsels, Greg Craig, was to be indicted on federal corruption charges over a scandal with the Ukraine? This is how, and this is why, I'm starting to believe this QAnon, that our military is trying to take back this country, because it's all making sense. Greg Craig was nobody. Nobody heard of him until the Mueller investigation concluded. Now, that investigation concluded and determined that Donald Trump had no collusion with the Russians, nor did it find any evidence to charge Trump with obstruction of justice. However, and this is where I think things are happening, other matters came up in Mueller's probe that have been handed off to different U.S. attorneys and federal law enforcement agencies for them to handle. This is exactly how it was told to me that it was going to happen, that the Mueller investigation was not going to find anything on Trump. However, it would find a ton of illicit activities by the Obama, Clintons, and their cohorts. Now, Greg Craig, why anybody would name their kid Greg Craig is beyond me, but they did. That's fine. He made something for himself. Good for him. But he is expected to, quote unquote, break the ice when he is indicted. Now, look for Mr. Craig to be suicided by putting two bullets to the back of his head sometime soon, because that means he is going to just blow the doors wide open on Clintons, the Obamas, the Podestas, and that means he needs to be suicided. Sorry, but that's how it works. But back to Julian Assange. I was devastated. I saw him get arrested, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy was our bastion of truth. He did nothing wrong, to be honest with you. He did not do anything wrong other than the fact that he released, didn't break into any computers like Chelsea or Bradley Manning, but he released what was given to him about the Podestas, the Clintons, the Obamas, all of these deals that were made, all of these illicit activities that were done. The media has made him to be a traitor. Now, what I don't understand is how you can be a traitor when you are just reporting the truth. Yes, it may go against your narrative, it may go against your beliefs, but that doesn't make you a traitor. There is nothing that WikiLeaks has ever published that has been found to be an untruth. Let that sink in. Hillary's emails, John Podesta's emails, the Iran deal, all of this illicit activity by the Democrats during the Clinton, Obama, even the George Bush, 9/11, even during those periods of time, everything that has ever been published has not been retracted because it's coming from the source, which is those people. Somebody broke into the computers. Somebody got the information to Julian Assange on WikiLeaks, and WikiLeaks just released it. That's not a crime. That's journalism. People get Pulitzer Prizes for that, or they used to. Now, you get Pulitzer Prizes for defaming Trump or making any type of accusation against Trump, whether or not it's truthful or not. So the journalists in this country are applauding the arrest of Julian Assange for being what they are supposed to be. When did it become a crime in this country to tell the truth? We lost that somewhere down the line. I don't know when. I'm thinking it was right after Reagan left office. But it is now a punishable, almost, and listen, this is the part that worries me, is you are going to get the U.S. government, the deep state involved in the trial of Julian Assange, because he will be extradited to the United States. And he will be charged with treason, and treason is punishable up to execution. They may execute this guy. For what? For essentially exposing the deep state, which is exactly what Trump has been saying since 2016, 2015. Make no mistake, when Trump said we need to drain the swamp, that wasn't just a fancy term. That wasn't just a catchphrase. He is ready to drain the swamp. Now, I'm going to play a clip for you from Donald Trump just as he was getting ready to jump on Marine One, I think it was. There are a couple of key phrases I want you to catch up on, and I'll let you know what they are when this clip is done. But this is, I think, in my opinion, terminology, secret code, I guess, that is exposing the plan. And that plan is the draining of the swamp, the elimination of the deep state. There are a couple of key phrases here that Donald Trump uses that I really want you to listen for and see if you pick them up. So listen to this.
It was an illegal investigation. It was started illegally. Everything about it was crooked. Every single thing about it. There were dirty cops. These were bad people. You look at McCabe and Comey, and you look at Lisa and Peter Strzok. These were bad people. And this was an attempted coup. This was an attempted takedown of a president. And we beat them. We beat them. So the Mueller report, when they talk about obstruction, what we fight back. And you know why we fight back? Because I knew how illegal this whole thing was. It was a scam. And what I'm most interested in, what I'm most interested in is getting started. Hopefully the Attorney General, he mentioned it yesterday, he's doing a great job getting started on going back to the origins of exactly where this all started. Because this was an illegal witch hunt, and everybody knew it, and they knew it too, and they got caught. And what they did was treason. What they did was terrible. What they did was against our Constitution and everything we stand for. So hopefully that will happen. There is a hunger for that to happen in this country like I have never seen before, including all of the millions of people that voted for me. What they did was disgraceful. There's never been anything like it in the history of our country.
So how many times did you hear the word illegal in there? He kept using the word illegal. He used crooked cops. He named names. McCabe, Comey, Lisa, who is Lisa Page, Peter Strzok. Lisa Page and Peter Strzok are now naming names, telling people, telling what they know. I'm surprised they're not dead yet. But it's coming down. But then he used the word coup. This was a coup against a sitting president. You just don't throw around that word. You don't throw around the word treason. He used the word, this is treason. You just don't throw that word around. Yes, I understand it's Donald Trump. But you can't throw the word treason around. Because the people who were involved in this, if they are accused of treason, crimes against the state, that's enough to get you executed. This is all coming to fruition. Everything that I read that I wasn't sure if I believed about is now coming true. Trump is exonerated. He didn't do anything wrong. I knew he didn't do anything wrong. The millions of followers that he has, of supporters of Trump, knew that he didn't do anything wrong. However, the media would have you see otherwise. But he didn't do anything wrong. And now that he has been exonerated, that was the go-ahead for the military. The people who love this country, who are in higher places than you and I, the people that want to take this country back from the corrupt deep state. That was their go sign. That was their green light. You were exonerated. Now it's our turn. It's time to watch alternative media. And in Seneca's letter, I hope you're listening to this part, Seneca, a lot of my sources come from a website and a Facebook page. The website is cvine.com, I believe it is. Yes, c-vine.com. The Cvine News Network, Community Voices, Investigations, News, Education. I received from one of my sources the WikiLeaks document dump, because if you followed WikiLeaks, you know that Julian Assange has given the go-ahead. If he ever gets killed or arrested, he has told his higher-ups in the WikiLeaks community, hit the button. And that button releases all the hidden documents that they've been holding on to. I received those documents. Now, I have yet to verify their authenticity. There's a lot of documents there. And if what I've gone through is true, just like Julian Assange said, 90% of Washington is going to fall. And it's not going to be pretty. There is a... And honestly, let's be honest. I don't care what side of the aisle you fall on, left or right. Getting corrupt politicians out of office is a good thing for this country. Getting corrupt media members out of the limelight, off of their jobs, is a good thing for this country. Because the politicians and the media have been perpetuating a propaganda of hate. Hate one another. Divide us. Because they know if we are divided, we can't stand up against them. And that has been the deep state's whole goal, is to divide us. However, I think that goal is slowly evaporating. And again, left or right side of the aisle, wherever you fall, you want freedom. You want to be able to make your own choices. You want to be in control of your life. The deep state was not going to allow you to do that. The government wants control. You do not want the government to control your life, trust me. You are born with free will. You are born a free person. Take advantage of that. Use that. Be happy that this deep state is going to receive its due. I think you are going to see a lot of names coming up. You may not see them in the mainstream media, so listen to this show. You're going to hear a lot of things about politicians that you know very well that are doing very bad things, and they are going to be held accountable for their crimes against you and me. That's a good thing. Trust me. You may think we differ in views, but we all just want to be happy. We all want to be free. We all want to be prosperous. And trust me when I say the government wants none of that for us. So if we can get behind that, if we can all get behind that theory that we all want to be free, happy, and prosperous, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If we can all get behind that, that's a good thing. Please, please share this show with your friends. If you are on Facebook, share it. The more people that realize what is going on, the better. Just share it. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Let me know what you think. Seneca, thanks for the great show ideas. You and I, same wavelength. Gotta love it. So before I end the show, I just took a restroom break and walked past the TV, and I would be remiss if I did not congratulate Tiger Woods. I am a huge sports guy. I love sports. They don't encompass my life like a lot of other people, but I do enjoy watching them. But I do enjoy a feel-good story. Now, you may or may not like Tiger Woods. I know a lot of people that do not like Tiger Woods, but I love the underdog. For those of you who don't know, his life was ruined by a sexual addiction. His wife left him, beat him over the head with a golf club, and then he had back surgery after back surgery after back surgery. One of the greatest golfers of all time was done before 40. He just won the Masters. Great story. Congratulations to Tiger Woods. And congratulations to you, because you now are more knowledgeable than you were when you began this show. Now it's your duty to make everybody you know more knowledgeable about what is actually going on in the world. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'm going to take off this tinfoil hat, chafing my bald head. I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.